From Spark and Anvil and Jestforge, this is Timing and Topper, in Chapter 1 of the Jestforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the soft glow of the Jestforge, Priya stood on the small stage, twisting the hem of her shirt. In the front row, two figures watched from their chairs. One was Timing, who sat so still they could have been a statue. Timing's hands rested on their knees, their posture perfect, their expression unreadable. Beside them, Topper was the exact opposite. Topper bounced a little on the balls of their feet, even while sitting. Their fingers drummed a silent, frantic rhythm on the armrest. "Okay, so," Priya began, her voice rushing like a creek in the rain. "My dog, Buster, he loves sandwiches, right? And yesterday I made the best one ever with extra peanut butter. I left it on the counter for 1 second, and when I came back, he was just sitting there, looking innocent. But his cheeks were full, and he burped, and a little soap bubble came out, because I guess he ate some dish soap, too. The end." The room was quiet. A few people offered a polite, confused smile. Priya's face fell. From the front row, Timing didn't move a muscle, but just seemed to grow heavier, holding the silence. But Topper looked like they were about to explode with ideas, vibrating with the need to add something more.
"Almost," a quiet voice said. It was Timing. They rose from their chair with a slow, deliberate motion and walked to the edge of the stage. They didn't say Priya was wrong or that the story was bad. They just looked at her calmly. "Breathe." Priya took a shaky breath. "You have all the pieces," Timing said softly, their words spaced out like careful footsteps. "But you're giving them away. You have to make the audience wait for it. Let them lean in. Let them wonder what happened to that sandwich." Timing raised a single hand, palm up. "Tell it again. But when you get to the funny part, the bubble, stop." Timing held their hand perfectly still. "Count to three in your head. 1, 2, 3. Then, and only then, you say the line. Let the quiet do the work for you." Priya nodded. She took another deep breath and started over. "I came back, and Buster was just sitting there, looking innocent." She paused, her eyes finding Timing in the audience. She took a tiny, silent breath. And then he burped, and a perfect shimmering bubble floated out of his mouth. This time, a real laugh rippled through the room. It wasn't a huge laugh, but it was honest. The pause had made all the difference.
The laugh was nice, but Topper was already on their feet, buzzing with energy. "Yes, the bubble is good. The bubble is hilarious. But what if..." Topper zipped up to the stage, practically dancing. "What if the bubble is just the first surprise?" Priya looked puzzled. "What do you mean?" "The story can have another layer," Topper said, their hands sketching ideas in the air. "A topper. The audience laughs at the bubble, they think the story is over, and then, bam, you hit them with something they never saw coming."
"Like what?" Priya asked.
"Like, what if the sandwich wasn't in the dog at all?" Topper's eyes were wide with glee. "What if he didn't eat it? What if he used it for something else? What if he snuck out the doggy door and traded your perfect peanut butter sandwich to the grumpy cat next door in exchange for a half-chewed squeaky rubber chicken he's wanted for weeks?" A new wave of murmurs and chuckles went through the cast. A dog trading a sandwich to a cat? It was absurd. It was unexpected. It was a fantastic topper.
Priya's face lit up, but then a flicker of doubt crossed it. "That's a lot to explain. How do I make that work?"
Timing and Topper exchanged a look. They moved to stand on either side of her, a perfect team of slow and fast. "First, the setup," Timing said, their voice low and steady. "The sandwich is gone. That's all. Let the quiet build the question. Where did it go?" "Then the first surprise," Topper chirped, pointing to an imaginary spot on the stage. You don't mention the dog. You just say, "And in its place was a soggy, chewed-up rubber chicken." The audience will be confused. They'll laugh a little. They'll think the dog is just weird. Timing made a slow, turning motion with their hand, like revealing a hidden card. That is when you pause again, a long one. Let them think that's the whole joke. They looked at Priya. Then you deliver the topper, the real end of the story. You just look out the window, Topper finished, painting the final picture. And there's Mr. Fluffington, the cat, on the fence, eating your sandwich. The audience connects the dots themselves. The trade, the chicken, it all clicks at once. It's a reveal after the reveal.
Priya took center stage one last time. She felt different now, calmer, more in control. "I go to get my sandwich," she began, her voice clear. "And the plate is just empty." She waited, just as timing had shown her. The room was silent. But sitting right in the middle of the plate is this soggy, half-chewed rubber chicken. A few chuckles broke the silence. The cast was hooked. They thought they knew where this was going. Priya let them have that moment. She let the laugh die down. Then, with a small, secret smile, she delivered the final blow. I look out the window, and there's Mr. Fluffington, the grumpiest cat on the block, sitting on the fence, carefully eating my sandwich, one perfect bite at a time. The room exploded, not with polite chuckles, but with deep, surprised belly laughs. It was the sound of a joke landing perfectly. Priya beamed. In the front row, Topper was bouncing silently with joy. Beside them, Timing gave a single, slow, satisfied nod. Their work was done.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Timing and Topper. Released under Creative Commons BY-NCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.